Welcome to the podcast.
I'm Ross, and this is a, I guess you'd call it spring in London, but you wouldn't know that from the weather.
Yeah, and I'm Phil, and it's at some point, I'm hoping that the temperatures will get above like 11 degrees. That'd be nice, because it is fucking cold. Good, my friend, how are you? Are you well?
I am possibly well, yes. How about yourself?
Possibly well, yes. No, I'm good. I mean, I'm going to be honest and say, my film watching hasn't exactly been what I would describe as prolific over the last few weeks, but I have seen some of the bigger and more notable releases. So I'm sure we will talk about Monkey Man. I'm sure we'll talk about Civil War. I'm sure I will talk about Back to Black. I don't know if you've seen that one yet.
No.
But also I've been catching up on a couple of the Cineworld action season. And I think we both, at the same time, sequentially, we're watching Con Air. Sequentially? No.
No, concurrently.
Concurrently. That's the word I was thinking. Concurrently, yeah. We were watching Con Air. So we can talk a little bit about that. So, good. Well, look, let's dive into it, mate. What was the last new and what was the last old film that we saw? So I'll let you go first.
Okay. So the most recent film, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, well, yeah, most recent
last
recent
night, film. Last night, Nippy declined to join me, and I don't blame her. but I enjoyed it. I went to see Abigail.
Oh, no, I really want to see this. This looks like a bundle of stupid fun.
I will not spoil it, but my review of Abigail goes something like this. Starts out good, gets great, then it goes meh for a while, and then it goes good and then great and then good. Something like that. So,
I'll just... Patchy, I'll then, give, might be the word you're looking for.
Patchy isn't quite... Not patchy's maybe it was never particularly disjointed, but look, without any spoilers, I'm gonna get to this a little bit later. But what I found very interesting this weekend is I and you experienced 1.18 in the cinema from the 90s. I'm not sure why it's still an 18, except maybe for the needles and the rapey, but maybe for Con Air, I don't know.
So, I looked at the BBFC when it was originally released in the cinema, it was a 15. And it went up to an 18 on...
Was it? I thought Cordo was always an 18, actually.
No, it was a 15, and it went up to a 18 on home release.
Interesting. I don't remember that. I remember it being an 18, but okay. But regardless of that, I then went to see a contemporary 18 film. And I will say that Abigail pleasingly earns its 18 rating. It does take a while to do it, if you go and see it, just to be aware. but it does earn its 18 rating in terms of the good stuff. And I'll try to think not to ruin it. I'm quite frustrated, actually, because when the film was first marketed, it didn't say what... Are you aware of what Abigail... I don't spoil it.
So I saw the ballerina, right. Now, I saw the vampire bit, you know,
that to me was a spoiler, because for the longest time, it wasn't revealed that it was a vampire. And then suddenly I just saw it was a vampire. I was like, oh, okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't ruin anything. But that was kind of a bit annoying. The few things I'll mention quickly. Doesn't outstay its welcome, which is nice. The actress playing Abigail is absolutely incredible. Like, incredible. Dan Stevens and Catherine Newton are having fun. One of the actors passed away recently. One of the younger actors passed away recently.
Oh, yes, he did. Is that the guy that's in The Boys?
I think so.
The Boys spin-off show, yeah.
Yeah, Angus Cloud, is it, I think? I think it's his name. Anyway, something like that. And he's very good. Everyone's very good in the movie. No one's bad in the movie.
I'm thinking a completely different actor. So, different actor. Angus Cloud totally died in July.
Yeah, it's very sad. I don't know.
July 2023,
It was shot in Ireland, which is kind of cool, but you would never know it. So it represents America pretty well. It recreates America pretty well. I never questioned. I assumed it was shot in Canada when it turned out it was Ireland, so that was kind of cool. And I think I'll leave it there in that it is a bunch of people who do a criminal job who get trapped in a big house with a bad thing. So that's the simple bit. And it kind of follows all that tropes. I don't think you'll be surprised by anything. Like, I don't think any of the, dare I call them, twists are twists at all. But that doesn't stop the enjoyment of it. I really enjoyed it. If you don't like blood, you will not have a good time. but that only comes a lot later. I'm just to warn you, it for the longest time, it could be, let's say a hard 12 or early 15 kind of thing, except for the language a little bit. I would recommend it. It's one of the better genre things I think we're going to get this year. Yeah, let's leave it there. I don't want to go into it too much. I had a good time, but there were definitely times in it when I was sitting there going, okay, let's see how this. Oh no, okay, it's good again. Do you know what I'm getting at? There's just some
Okay,
times when it, like, see how you, if you, I recommend you see it. I think you will dig it. And I'd be curious to know what you think afterwards.
okay, good. That sounds exciting.
Well,
So
good.
I'm gonna leave Monkey Man because I know we can both talk about that. I'm gonna talk about Back to Black, the Amy Winehouse film,
Right.
because I know you haven't seen this, so it feels
Can
like.
we, on that point, as we've discussed and if you and I've discussed, I question again, you'll tell us about the film. Once you've seen Amy, the documentary, my thing was, do you really need to see another film about her? Because I think that documentary is incredible.
The
Incredible.
documentary is incredible. So
I
I'm
didn't
gonna.
care about her. I had no interest in Amy, with no disrespect.
No.
Not having to
Right.
know. Amy made me
So.
love her. Amy made me love her.
Right. So this is
That.
interesting because I've got a bit of a journey with this film, right? So firstly, did it need to be made? And on initial view, you would go probably not.
Right.
And is the film a over-sanitized in places? Does it paint characters like for example, Blake comes out played amazingly by Jack O'Connell. Blake comes out of it feeling far more charismatic and sympathetic than Amy certainly makes him seem the documentary. Eddie Marzan is 100% more sympathetic and likable than Amy makes him out to be. And you kind of get to the end of the film, and I was just kind of like. I didn't learn anything new, and in fact, what I felt was this is a very sanitized, and I'm going to be honest and say a bit dull in terms of kind of it doesn't give anything away. And then I listened to Kermode's review, and Kermode talked to it and said, "Look at this as almost a fantasy film from Amy Winehouse's perspective about her life because she's never off screen pretty much for the whole film, right?"
Right.
Look at it
Okay.
as how she saw Blake, how she saw her dad, how she saw things happening around her. And when you
Yeah.
kind of think of it from that perspective, you actually go, oh, hold on a second. That actually makes sense to why this is kind of a bit of a different, like why it feels a bit more romanticized. It feels a bit more kinder. It feels a bit more softer to people in places. And
Right.
when I kind of contextualize it as that. I kind of walked away and went, actually, do you know what? Like that maybe if you look at it from that perspective, and I think
Yeah.
it's a valid perspective to say this is how Amy
Sure.
Winehouse saw Blake. Therefore, she saw him as this like super charismatic, super charming guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she saw him as a complete shit bag, she probably wouldn't have been with him, right? She wouldn't have written songs about him and fell in love. So it is uneven, right? It's hugely
Yeah.
uneven. But the performances are great. Like Jack O'Connell is great. Eddie Marzan is good. But Marissa Abella is fucking unbelievable as Amy Winehouse. Now, look, she's a little
Right.
over the top. She's a little gum chewy, a little bit playing for the rafters at times. But she sings every one of the songs in the film. Like there's not an original Amy Winehouse song in the film. She sings every one. And she
Wait,
sings
there's
it
not an
really well.
there's not an original Amy Winehouse
No,
story, is there?
as in the original music. So basically it's her
Oh, it
doing the
was
Amy
her.
Winehouse
Right, I
songs.
understand. I
Yeah,
understand. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
yeah.
Okay.
So, and she does a phenomenal job of singing Amy Winehouse and becoming that character. And she really is a standout in this. And I thought she was amazing in industry as well. The film is a little bit chubby hum at places, again, as Mark Kermode describes it. So, she asks her dad to go to rehab and he says no. And then she writes a song about it. And you're like,
Right. Yeah, okay.
okay, all right. I'm sure that's exactly how it happened. But look, it's not a great film. And you think this year we've had One Love, we've had Priscilla, and now we've had this, right? Like this is definitely the weaker of the three biopics this year. And you're absolutely right. If you want to find it, see a film about Amy Winehouse and the truth, watch Amy. If you want to watch a very sanitized, cleaned up version of her life, this is it. But you know, if you look at all the films that have been released over the last few years, like Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody and Priscilla and the other, and Elvis as well last year, and everything else, this has nothing new to add to that genre, right? Like nothing. At least Priscilla was different. Elvis was phenomenal, right? Like this didn't really add very much. So it's not terrible, but also if you want to find out about Amy Winehouse, go and watch Amy.
It's an incredible film, incredible documentary. It barely feels like a documentary. It's one of the skills of the director. Is it Asif Kapadia? I never remember who it is who made it. Maybe not. I can't remember who it is
You
who
know it
directed
is,
it. Okay, there you go. Incredible. So he did Senna as well. Same person did Senna.
he did say,
And both those documentaries do not feel like documentaries.
And also if you're in that vibe of like looking at like trying to watch some good musician documentaries, also check out Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck as well, which is another utterly phenomenal documentary about again another phenomenal and deeply flawed artist. So yeah, so look, there you go, that's Back to Black. So what's the older film that you've watched most recently? Well, do
The
you know what?
most
We've been
recent.
doing this for about 50 episodes, probably if not more, and we still haven't worked out how to phrase it. It's brilliant.
Well, obviously, aside from Con Air, which was fantastic,
Aside from Con Air, which we'll talk about in a minute.
The most recent old film I watched, funnily enough, was Hurricane Smith, the Carl Weathers movie. The one where he
Oh,
goes,
nice.
one of the rare appearances of Carl Weathers with no moustache. And it's actually an Australian movie. He went to Australia for this. And it's a kind of fairly straightforward meat and potatoes, but well done action movie, which is a bit, it's a bit bare bones, but the final set piece, which is like, if you like, our hero's final assault on the bad guy's lair, is really good. Like it's like 17 times better than any other action scene in the film. And the action in this film is not bad. There's a couple of really good fights in it, in fact, but a lot of it is very, it's sort of one and done, move on, kind of, which is fine. Nothing wrong with it being efficient. But the final set piece, it's almost like they were saving everything, you know what I mean, for the
Saving all
final
the
set piece.
budget, all the big
Yeah,
things for
and not if there's some helicopter stunts in it at the end, which you go, what? Like, it's like a different movie. But genuinely, it doesn't have the action Jackson pizzazz, but it's very Aussie in a kind of a fun, gritty way. And he's great as usual. And yeah, the final set piece, if you just watch the final set, like, if, I don't know if it's on YouTube, you go, I have to check this movie out. And then the movie doesn't really live up to that.
it.
Not in a terrible way. I don't want to be too, like, if you were watching a sort of plane, you'd be delighted kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You'd be
Okay,
like
that's fine.
delighted. Have
Yeah,
you ever seen it, by
look,
the way? Did you ever see
I
it?
don't, you know, looking
Like
at it, I don't think I have. I don't think I
1990,
have. I'd
91.
recognize Carl Weathers without a mustache.
Of course,
And I don't recognize Carl Weathers without a mustache.
Oh, and
That's
Jürgen Prochnow now plays the lead villain, which is interesting because
Of course he does.
I watched Beverly Hills Cop 2 the other day again because it's just beautiful.
Isn't it
But
just?
isn't Beverly Hills Cop 2, correct me if I'm wrong, am I wrong in saying that Beverly Hills Cop 2 is the best looking action film of like certainly the late 80s? Maybe Die Hard beats it, but Beverly Hills Cop 2 just looks extraordinary. And follow that up, Con Air may be the best looking film of the 90s, possibly.
Right, so
Like,
I tell you what,
maybe,
right?
maybe,
Let's
maybe.
come back to Beverly Hills Cop 2 because I really want to dig into that because I have such love for that film. So
It's
let's come back to
incredible.
that. Let's come back to that. Let me just quickly do my older film. I watched as part of the action scenes. I think I told you I watched Speed, right? So I'm not going to count that one. I think that's all I've watched. I also watched Night of the Living Dead remake because you know I've always been kind of unsure of that film.
I love that movie. I really love that
It's
movie.
good. Do you know what it lacks, right? Like, I think it is a very well done film. I think Savini does a superb job directing it. What it lacks is it completely
Oh, and
the
Tony Todd. And Tony Todd's great in
Tony
it.
Todd's great, but the ending completely takes away the bite of the film. And that's what looking at it
Sure.
now, I'm like, that's what's wrong with this film. The original film had that amazing, I still think turning Barbara into Sigourney Weaver is the wrong move. But I can
I get
almost
that,
get
although
over
I
it.
like it. I love Patricia Tallman in it,
I
so
can,
it's
I
good.
yeah, she's good, but it's just not the right move, right? Because it changes the character dynamic. But then having Tony Todd effectively become just get bitten and become a zombie rather than surviving and then being killed by a racist redneck takes all the power out of the movie.
Yeah.
And that's a shame because Night of the Living Dead was probably never about zombies, right? It was about
Yeah.
America and division and let's be honest, that's quite a lot of the reason why the guy in the basement doesn't want like the black
Yes.
American down there, right? It's that so the fact at the end he survives and then gets killed by, you know, by someone clearly because he's black, you
Yes.
take all that away and it just makes it just a normal zombie film. And it's a good
Yeah.
normal zombie film. It just isn't Night of the Living Dead. It takes away the power of that film. But I enjoyed it, and you know, it's got some fun bits. It also made me think that Night of the Living Dead would make a phenomenal stage play.
Yeah, well, it's a chamber. It is a chamber piece when you think about it.
Yeah, 100%.
In
And there's
fact,
really fun
has there not
things.
been? Has there
There
not been?
has, but
I'm
it's a
gonna work.
comedy one,
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
right?
Yes.
But I
Yes.
think it
Yes.
could make a really good serious one, and I think you could be really smart with like having zombies walking down the aisle. And my vision would
Yep.
be that beginning bit
Yep.
where it's like they're
That'd be
coming to
great.
get you,
Oh
Barbara.
yeah. Do it through the do it for the audience. That'd be
Do it
really
for the
scary. I
audience, and
agree.
then you have
I'm
like
with you
the yeah. I
completely.
think you could
Yeah.
do so much with it.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you.
I thought it was a
So
I thought it
great.
was a good film. So look, I want to touch on Civil War. I want to touch on Monkey Man. Then I want to talk Beverly Hills Cop 2 and Con Air. Right.
I
So
need to
Monday
talk
night.
about a recent film as well. I need to talk about a
Okay.
recent film as well, but we'll
Okay.
get to
Well, let's do Con Air. No, we've done. Let's do Civil
it.
War because I know we've both been a little hit and miss on Alex Garland movies previously. And
Yes.
by that I mean like I've not
I generally
loved
don't like his films at all, aside from, I
like
like him as a writer, not as a director. That's
yes,
pretty
as
much.
a writer, he wrote 28 Days Later, which by the way is coming back to the cinema as part of a
Oh.
Danny Boyle season at
Oh, I
Cineworld.
saw that. Yeah, I'm up for
Shallow
that. Yeah.
Grave.
Yeah.
Oh, and the only one I can do is 28 Days Later, annoyingly, but Sunshine, Shallow Grave,
Oh, wow.
Trainspotting, which I'm devastated I can't see at the cinema
I don't have a date, so
again.
I'll have to look at that. I'll have to
And
look at that.
28 Days Later. But as a director, he's directed Ex Machina, which is okay. I didn't get the love
That's the
for
one
it that
I
everyone else did.
that's the one that is the one I like out of all of them. Like I generally like that one. You
Yeah, I need to see it again, right? I wasn't
know?
blown away by it. Annihilation, which I thought was terrible,
Awful.
genuinely
And
terrible.
that was the one I didn't get that people were sort of raving about. I was like, this is a
It's the
terrible film.
best go
And it was
it's
around
the
the same
best
time that we had the
film
Paradox,
ever.
we had the Cloverfield Paradox. It was about three or four around the same time.
Yes.
And it was just, this is a terrible film. I don't
Yeah,
get it.
exactly that. And then he did the TV show Devs, which was all right, but it did crawl up his own arse, I worked
Right,
towards.
I haven't seen it, to be fair.
Then he did that atrocious film, Men.
Right, that's unbearable.
It was
Again, what was that?
unbearable.
Yeah, terrible. Absolutely,
But
from the minute one, from minute one.
as a writer, he did write Dread,
Yeah, of
Sunshine,
course.
28
Of
Days
course.
Later. So, you know,
The
he's written
beach, even
some.
the beach. I think the beach is a solid movie. It's not my
On the
favorite
Beach,
movie.
yeah, The Beach is a great film, great 90s film.
Yeah.
So I think that there was some really good stuff. So Civil War, I was a little bit kind of reticent going into see, but I'm going to be honest and say, I thought it was a very good film. I didn't think it was as good as half the critics are saying it is.
No.
I also think anyone that's thinking it's about politics is completely wrong because it's actually about the loss of innocence and the
Right.
acceptance of violence and like, you know, becoming desensitized to stuff. It's not a, you know, Trumpian statement. It's about a young girl who effectively loses innocence and loses the ability, you know, loses that fear of seeing horrific stuff and becomes desensitized to it. I think that's what the film's
Yeah.
about. But regardless, I thought Kirsten Dunst was great. I thought, is it Kelly Spaney?
Yeah, Kaylee Spaney.
Kelly Spaney, she was really good. I thought Jesse Plemons, when he comes in for his little cameo, was horrifically scary.
Yep.
He's just an
Yeah.
unhinged motherfucker, and he made me feel very uncomfortable. I think it plays out quite predictably. I don't think from where there's a moment where Kirsten Dunst's character says a specific line, and I'm like, well, that's how the film's going to end then, and it does, you know.
Yes.
But I actually really enjoyed it. And I thought it was very well directed, and considering it's kind of relatively what I'm guessing is a relatively low budget or modest budget, I think he did a lot with it. I thought it was really, really good. Over to you.
I think on the whole, if
50
you like
million,
to,
which I think is pretty good.
that's pretty amazing. Well, it's certainly A24's biggest film, isn't it? In terms of budget. I think a lot of it, I think the concerns roughly from Nicky and Mike, not concerns, Nicky and I's opinions roughly matched up. I think I liked it a bit more than she did overall, but we both largely enjoyed it. I felt like some of the build, it took a bit long to get there, although I didn't really mind it. I was never bored, but I feel like some of the build took too much time. I
It was
also
a
felt like, I
journey for
don't,
sure.
yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. I
It
almost
was a
feel like
rogue
there's a,
movie.
I almost feel like that there's a version that's 40 minutes longer that I would have liked more. I don't know if you noticed there was a bit, and what I mean by that is we never really get to know any characters. I don't know if that's on purpose or not. And what I mean by that is there's a point where, you know, when it says like five, I think the first distance is like 583 miles to get to wherever they're going, right? Is it? And then it goes to like 511, and then it jumps to like 223, and I'm like, they must have cut something out here. They must have cut out a piece between those two. I don't believe that they
Potentially.
drove. I don't believe that they drove 300 miles, given how incident packed it is. And by the way, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that it feels like they missed out a significant piece of journey where maybe we got to know them all a bit better. I think we sort of understand who the characters are pretty much anyhow. I think they're fairly sort of sketched out quite well. I
They're
loved
quite
not.
broadly drawn, aren't they?
I loved not Pedro Pascal. I thought he was
Oh
fantastic.
my God, I was about to say, isn't
Really
Wagner
good.
Mora like basically, if
Yes.
you can't get Pedro Pascal, get this
But
guy.
I'd rather have him. I think he's more
You
interesting.
have this weird thing about
Nothing,
Pedro Pascal at the moment.
nothing against it. No, nothing against him. I just don't get why he's been casted every. Nothing against him at all. Like, I'm not
Because
saying
he's
he's a
an
bad actor.
exceptional actor.
I definitely don't understand. Yeah, but I don't understand why, for example, he's Reed Richards, for example. That to me,
I'll tell you
I don't
what.
understand what's going on here.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you know when I see the film, because everyone said,
Sure.
well, why the fuck are you casting Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, and why the fuck are you casting Heath
No, I mean,
Ledger as the Joker?
I don't think I heard anyone
Oh
say
my
that
God,
about Robert Downey.
everyone, Ross,
Not Robert Downey
literally,
Jr. Not Robert
yes,
Downey Jr.
everyone,
No, I don't remember that.
every
Michael
Ross,
Keaton. I remember
no,
Michael Keaton. No, I don't remember that about.
go back and look at any of the press. Everyone thought they were mad
I
casting
didn't
someone that
know
was
that.
effectively,
I don't remember that at all.
a reformed, recovering alcoholic and
But
drug
that's why he's
addict.
per no, that's why he's perfect for
No,
Tony Stark,
I
because Tony
know,
Stark is.
but
That
everyone
is
questioned
perfect.
that. Everyone
Well,
questioned
I don't
Heath
remember that.
Ledger as the Joke. Like,
I remember that. No, I remember that. I
I've
remember
stopped
that.
questioning casting decisions on superhero films
Sure.
until I see it, because I have been
Sure.
wrong every time.
Sure. Look, we have to say
Except
things to
Jared
Michael
Leto as the
Keaton.
Joker,
Okay,
which, by the
and
way,
also
I
Jared
was right.
Leto. And can I also say the entire casting of Fan4Stick, which was terrible.
Oh yeah, the
The
fan
or
four
that was
stick was fucking
absolutely
awful.
terrible, and everyone did question that
Especially,
pretty well.
as whilst I don't love the other two Fantastic Four films, they did
They were
cast
well
Michael
cast.
Chiklis as the Thing, which is
They were
just,
well cast. Chris Evans was great as Johnny Storm. In fact, they were all good in it. No one was bad in that. For what it is,
I
for what
mean,
it is.
maybe Alba, Jessica
She
Alba,
was
but
fine. She was fine. She didn't do anything wrong.
fine. But there
Yeah.
are, I think there are, there were about 100
But
other
the
actresses who could
Fan4Stick,
have done it
but
better.
I don't disagree with you, but Fan4Stick was truly awful. Casting was
Yes.
truly awful.
Anyway, carry
But
on.
anyway, yeah. I don't even fucking remember what we're talking about here.
You're talking about
Oh, not Pedro Pascal. Right. So I think overall the casting was actually very good. I thought all the cast were really good. But the final third is terrific. I think we all kind of agree the final third is it works really well.
It's
The only
so
thing but
good,
the only thing the
but
only thing but well, the only thing we got to was Kaylee Spaney. So initially what we thought was gonna happen, and this is all a bit general, was can't quite remember. Like a lot of lines of like she's either gonna die or she's gonna get the big picture or whatever the
See,
fuck.
I know, I didn't think
Now,
that. I thought what happened would happen.
no, I was gonna say until somewhere around, I want to say the end of the second act, if it can be roughly divided into three acts, certainly by the beginning of DC, the beginning when they first start and all the soldiers are out. Like when in fact, no, when they get to the base before the attack, and we got it ever more in our heads, she's gonna get someone killed. She's gonna get, and eventually Kirsten does get killed, and she's not going to give
Spoiler
a fuck.
alert.
Yeah, whatever, you know, whatever. And from that point on, it's very difficult to like her in any way, shape, or form, or empathize with
But
her.
I think that's the point.
But also, but also wanted to get, I actually wanted her to die. Like, as in the soldiers have to spend so long continuously pulling her back that you just want, she starts getting more and more people basically killed, or at least endangering them to the point where you do want her to die, like, essentially.
I wouldn't
So
go that far.
I did like, I did like, I well, as in, you don't want her to be successful, you don't want her to achieve. And what I did, one of the very last bits to say is that photograph at the very end is hugely reminiscent of Night of the Living Dead. The end of Night of
Yes.
the Living Dead with all the photographs. That
And by the
final
way, she
photo,
actually took that
very
photograph,
much,
apparently.
I'm sure she did. That's a good call. Good call to get to do it. But that really brought up Night of the Living Dead. And what I mean by that is the dehumanizing stuff
Of
that goes on in it.
100%, 100%.
And I thought that was executed extremely well. And it
I
was like a
thought
horror movie in that respect.
it was a very I
Oh,
thought it was
Paul,
very well
sorry, two
done.
other things. Two other very quick things. Sorry, two other very quick things. Just in terms of general remarks, Nick Offerman was amazing. It's a shame he was only in it for 30 seconds, but he was amazing in it. And we loved the whole, but any last, we need a quote, and that'll do. That
Yeah.
bit's great. That's great.
That's yeah.
And the things that it was a shame that we didn't see, but there may well have been good reasons, was I'd like to see more of the people around the president. That would have just been interesting. And I don't think it necessarily need you don't
It
necessarily
wasn't their story, though, was it?
the movie doesn't need it, but just because of how hard they're trying to seemingly protect him, that would have been just interesting. And then secondly, it would have been interesting, and again, not necessary, but interesting to actually see the leaders of the opposition, because the idea that
No.
Texas, the idea, no, interesting, not necessary,
No, hold on, but you're missing the point.
because, no, because, no, hang on. The point being, I'm making the idea that Texas and California would team up in any way politically is fascinating.
Right, but
It's fascinating.
it is,
So
but
it'd
you're
be
missing the
interesting to
point.
see how that
The
goes.
whole point was, at no point during the film did you know really what
No,
side
I
was
know. No.
like,
I know.
and I
We're not
love
missing that point. No, we're not missing that point. I completely get that point. I'm just saying it would have been interesting to
yeah,
know
in a different
how it would come
film,
about.
but
Yeah,
again,
but just how
how
it
is
would have come
not
about.
this is not that film. This film is
Yeah.
not about two sides fighting. It's not about the
You
Civil
do know, of
War.
course.
It's
No, I totally get that. What I'm getting at is, you do know that two of the things that he did are two things that Trump. The thing when I said the two questions I want to ask him is, why did you disband the FBI? And are you happy that you run for that, that you got that third term? And those are all things that Trump wants to do, which I thought was really
well,
funny.
Trump legally, there's no way Trump can get a third term.
No, but that's the point.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
yeah.
it's just interesting
But
that they refer to those
no, it
things
is.
before.
But I think again, the politics is not what this film's about. This
No, of
film is
course not.
about
No, I get that.
a someone losing their innocence and being desensitized to what they're around, and it just happens to be set against the backdrop of war. I think what I loved about this film is at no point did you really know what side you were on or what side you were
Yeah, it
like.
didn't matter. It actually didn't matter. That was
It
kind of
didn't
the idea,
matter.
right?
And until the end,
They never
you kind
explained
of
who
got a
anyone
bit more of
is.
a view. But
They never explained.
yeah, I
They
thought it was
never
good.
explained who those. They never explained those Hawaiian shirt wearing soldiers, for example.
No,
Like,
no, no, no.
it didn't matter who they were. It was great. It
So
was great anyway.
let's move on to Monkey Man, which I saw yesterday. No, I didn't. I saw Friday. So this is a weird one for me, right? I absolutely see why people have been raving about this film. I really enjoyed it. But for the entire film, and I can't work out if this was a Mad Max Fury Road when I initially saw it type moment, but I felt deeply disconnected to the film. I've had to really struggle, really fight to give it my attention. And I don't know if that's the film or if it was me.
No, I think it
But
wasn't you.
I think there is so much good in it. I think if this is Dev Patel's first film, fuck me, I'd love to see what he's going to be like in a couple of films' time. Also,
Absolutely.
I text you and said, first Asian Bond. I could see Dev Patel being Bond.
Yeah.
He's got the charisma, he's got the charm, he's a good-looking guy, and he can kick ass. Probably better than any Bond. And the last thing I'll say in the film, because like I said, it wasn't what I expected, but I did enjoy it, was that last 20 minutes or so, which, by the way, the film paints this as like a raid type movie, which it's literally not. Or even like a Dread type movie, which it's literally not. But that last 30 minutes or however long it is just absolutely fucking insane. And
Yes.
it is the kind of action that if John Wick had had in a John Wick film, I would probably like a John Wick film much more than I do,
I'm
because
pretty sure.
it does a better John Wick job than John Wick does. So that's
Yes,
my
I
thoughts on
completely
Monkey
agree.
Man.
Funny that they even reference those not so
They
good
do,
films.
yeah.
I think we again on the whole we really enjoyed it. The
It's a good film.
two main criticisms are way too many flashbacks of the flashback before we see the actual flashback, which is done really, really well. Like really, where
There's a lot of padding with that. It
the
just didn't
consciousness,
need.
and it really just doesn't need it because you'll get it anyway. Like and it just, there was really, and it was too repetitive. It wasn't just it was flashes; it was very repetitive flashes. However, and the other thing was at a certain point in the police chase, which was very exciting. It really was too like there was just too much. It was just too much for too long. Even though it was enjoyable, it wasn't that I was bored, but just there was just too much of it, and that combined with the flashes was just it's just a bit too much. I think the second
Yeah.
half is more even. I worked really well, but however, for the first half, one of the things I certainly enjoyed, and I believe that he did too, is the actual build of how he works his way into the organisation is fantastic.
Yeah,
The
that's
way he
really
builds himself
good.
up, and one of the things that's missing, unfortunately, is that buddy, that funny buddy guy who's great, who turns up at the fight at the end, but then nothing happens to him. Was
Yeah,
a
literally
shame because
nothing.
it feels like he should have had a moment with him after the fight. Like maybe he gave him he should have given him some money, you know, all of that sort of stuff to help him. Or so here's the other thing is if there is a sequel, maybe he's the guy who comes and pulls him out of there before he dies, kind of thing. You know, maybe
That's
there might be a bit of that hanging around, possibly. I loved how evil the villain was. Loved how evil he was. Loved how coldly evil he was.
yeah, and he
Upped his
barely got
game.
any screen time.
No,
He
but
did
he was.
he did a lot with very little.
That's what made him so interesting because he was kind of elusive and sort of. You know, I really liked how that worked. I liked how the scale of the film sometimes surprises you with like the crowd shots and all of that kind of stuff. But then a lot of the time it's very small and intimate. There's a lot to that, and as a directorial debut, it is super impressive, particularly
And
as
do you
he's
know how much
acting
it
in it as well.
cost?
Not a lot. I don't know. Not a lot of money.
10.
No idea. You're right.
10
Okay. Sure.
million.
Yeah. Sure.
That film,
I can believe
10
that. It's great.
million,
Yeah,
is
it's fantastic.
phenomenal. Okay, they shot
Yeah,
it
it
in
is.
India, right? So that makes it
Oh,
a
no, they didn't. No, they
30.
didn't. No, they didn't. They didn't. This is one of the funniest bits. If you were saying how, isn't it funny how most of the Indian people are Indonesian? It's like the
Well,
most
yeah,
Indonesian
okay.
people.
Yeah, sorry. I stand corrected.
But it is a cheap, but it is obviously a very cheap country.
Yeah,
But
they shot it somewhere
that
where it
was
was
quite
super
funny because it was a
cheap.
bit weird. It was a
And do you
bit
know what?
weird.
Like, that
Yeah.
makes it even better because you just
Of
watch it
course
and
it
just kind of
does.
go,
Yeah, it's great.
like,
I didn't really
10
care.
million for that.
I just
Fucking
enjoyed the
hell.
hell out of it. That final
Like,
fight, the fight of the lift with the knife, that was amazing. Like the action was really, really well handled. I loved the actual Sharlto Copley's little
yeah,
bit
shout
was
out
good.
Copley's great.
Shame again, he
And
didn't have a final bit potentially, but it
he
was great.
was, like, Dev Patel was really credible. I don't know what his martial arts
No idea.
credentials are, but he was
He
super
was credible.
credible.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Like, there
Agree
wasn't
completely.
one moment where at the end of that film where I was like, oh
He
my
feels
God,
real.
this guy absolutely murder you. He's a fucking total badass.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was a genuinely phenomenal film. So look, okay,
Yeah.
good. We've ticked off Abigail, we've ticked off Monkey Man, we've ticked off Civil War, so we've hit all the big films.
Ah,
So,
no, there's one new one I have to touch on. But
go
if you haven't watched it, by the way, I'm not going to say very much because I didn't watch very much.
on. Go
Have you watched The American Society of Magical Negroes?
on. No. And I'm probably not going to.
You don't need to. I stopped about 15 minutes. Was it 20? 15. Let's just say 15 minutes in. Now, you may have read the. You know, it's been a gigantic flop and all of that stuff, right? You're aware of this, right? You're aware of
No,
how unsuccessful
I
it's been.
barely even knew of the film until a couple of weeks ago.
So. I'm not really not going to get into much of it. It's not fair as well because I haven't watched the whole movie, so I don't want to just slander the whole movie. But
It's had some pretty horrific votes.
the key creatives should just be embarrassed. They should be embarrassed. Anyone behind the movie who thought it was going to be, dare I say, provocative or what's the word? Like shocking or we're going to tell people, you know what I mean? Like any of that, those people need to soak their heads. That's kind of where I'm going with this. I didn't watch enough of it to be a full critic of the movie, but this film deserves to be ignored and yawned at as much as it has been. This is the other thing. This isn't like Emperor's New Clothes. This isn't me going, why is everyone liking it? It's nonsense. The film starts very quickly with a crawl explaining what a magical Negro is, right? Now we all know what that is. And the idea that they explain it at the beginning makes you go, oh, they think that they're telling people. Do you know what I mean? But like, they think that they are explaining like the juxtaposition between this kind of mythical character and like the reality of like, dare I say,
Well,
poverty-stricken Black Americans, right? For example,
it's fair to say
it's truly
that
awful.
critics do agree with you. It's got a 28 on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's absolutely awful. It's
And I'm intrigued by
embarrassing. It is
this.
truly embarrassing. It's
Later on
truly
today,
embarrassing.
I'm probably going to watch Rebel Moon Part 2, and that is
Oh
getting
no.
some
Okay.
fucking horrific reviews.
Yeah,
In fact,
I'm not surprised.
on Rotten Tomatoes, it's actually worse than Argyle, in terms of its score.
Right.
So that should be
I
fun.
haven't watched the first one. I'm only gonna watch them when we get the full uncut version,
No, don't,
supposedly.
because
No,
there's that much.
that's the only time
No,
no, what I mean is that's the only time I'm gonna bother.
but
If I
that
don't
makes them
finish them, I don't care.
longer.
I don't care. But most of Zack Snyder's films are better when they're longer, most of them.
Yeah,
So
I mean that
you
much is true. Nothing would
yeah.
make these better. Anyway,
No, I'm sure.
let's scrub all that crap and
Anyway, there you
let's
go.
get to
There you go.
two
I just
much
wanted
more
to
exciting and entertaining films.
mention it because
It's
I
mentioned, we've done it, we've moved
if
on.
you do see
It
it, what I'm
doesn't
saying is
worth.
if you do venture into it, I'd like to know. That's
Right, I'm not going to.
all.
I have a list of 30 films I need to watch, and a film that's currently sitting at 28% on Rotten Tomatoes and isn't a Doug Campbell movie, does not get my attention, unfortunately. But look, let's talk two films. And I'll tell you what, quickly do Beverly Hills Cop 2, because I think, and I'm right in saying this, if Tony Scott. Well, actually, no, Tony Scott was still alive. Why did Tony Scott not direct Con Air? Because Con
Well, I
Air
think that
is a.
Simon West is clearly a protege of Tony Scott slash Michael Bay. Like,
Yeah.
there's a very clear
Because.
through line there, right?
So, no
In fact,
one.
Michael Bay comes just after. Isn't it Simon West then Michael Bay? I think roughly.
Yeah, no, it's
Yeah,
around.
in fact,
No, because it. No, because The Rock is slightly before Con Air, I
right.
think.
Okay, but the point is, they're in the same. They're at Michael Bay and Simon West. Sorry, are absolutely Tony Scott alikes. Right, essentially,
Tony Scott alikes.
initially, very
So
similar visual stylus.
the only good film that he has directed, really, is
Simon West.
is Con Air, right? Because he directed When a Stranger Calls Me, The Mechanic, meh, Expendables 2, meh, Stolen, Wild Card, The
Oh,
Saint,
Wild Card.
no one
No,
saw.
Wild Card is genuinely one of Statham's better movies, for real. Like, for real, it is one of the best movies.
Yeah,
It is.
the internet
Unquestionably.
very much disagrees with you, sir.
It really is.
Okay, but the
The
internet
General's
very much
Daughter,
disagrees with
General's
you.
doesn't matter, they're wrong. The General's Daughter was okay. That's about.
29% audience score, 32%
For
critic
what?
score for Wild Card. Even the
Well, they're
audience
stupid.
doesn't like it.
It's a
Anyway, we're not
proper
talking
solid
about that. We're talking about Con
film.
Air. But no, in fact, we're actually going to talk about Beverly Hills Cop 2 first. I don't understand why people don't rate Beverly Hills Cop 2 more, because I think it is one of the best
Is it
sequels
badly
ever
thought
made.
of? Is it? It is one of the
Yes.
best things I've ever. Is it badly thought of?
Yes. It is
By who?
literally li everyone. It's considered it wasn't a massive success when it came out. Critically, I don't think it was a
Really?
commercial success. No, critically, it
Was
was
it?
absolutely hammered. I'm going to read
I
you
don't
some of the
remember
reviews of,
that.
oh
Okay,
mate,
I
I'm
really don't
looking at the
remember that at all.
reviews now. Like, it is not well regarded. Leonard Maltin as comedy, any comedy as good as Beverly Hills Cop warrants a better follow-up than this. And I can't
It,
understand
hang
why
on,
audiences didn't feel cheated.
it was a box office success. It made $153.6 million
Okay, but it
domestic.
definitely was not liked,
Critically, maybe not critically.
or by audiences, if you read the general views on both sides. The heat is on again, but the humor isn't. Essentially repeats everything from the first film, but louder and flashier. I mean, that's not a bad thing. Why the filmmakers try to improve on the original with louder music, bigger stunts, grosser situations, yada 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 yada. It's not a well-regarded movie. It's generally considered to be a bad sequel, and I just don't fucking get it, because
I don't get that at all. That sounds
I
so much.
watched Beverly Hills Cop 2 more than I've watched Beverly Hills Cop. I think it is a utterly class sequel.
Yeah, it
I think
is.
Tony
Like,
Scott does
I don't
a
think I think it's,
superb
it
job.
really just is, isn't it? It just is, isn't it? Like,
Yes, I will. Apparently
I
we
don't
are
get
in
it.
the minority of this.
I don't understand that at all.
Everything from Bridget Jones is, I mean, why would you send Bridget Jones to rob something and not even put a mask on her when she is literally the most obvious person on the planet in LA or any city? I never understood that at the beginning when they do the robbery and she's just like there. And you're like, it's not like she doesn't stand out. She's an 8 foot tall blonde, like one of the most obvious people known to mankind. I never understood that. But I adore Beverly Hills Cop 2, and I definitely watched it far more than I ever watched Beverly Hills Cop. Why are you mean?
No, I'm with you. I just don't disagree at all.
I know, but it's like, so I don't understand why it flopped. Oh, sorry, in terms of critic, I don't understand why it's not considered to be a better film. It's always baffled me.
I mean, I didn't know that. That's confusing to me. Like,
No, I always knew it was considered not to be a great film. But like again, I never understood it. And I think, you know, I think it just highlights just, you know, how good I've always said this. I think Tony Scott's one of those directors that sadly never he's never been well regarded, yet he was so infinitely better than his brother.
Right, it definitely. I prefer. I'm definitely a Tony Scott fan as opposed to a Ridley Scott fan, barring a couple of Ridley Scott films.
Yeah, really, like any director, right? Any director will make the occasional good film, right? So you just kind of go, okay. But as a director, he directed some fucking entertaining films. Like The Hunger, Top Gun, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Days of Thunder, take it for what you will. It's not a great film, but it
I
is
like
good
it.
fun.
I like it. It's fun.
Last Boy Scout, which again is another film that the critics hate.
Tremendous True Romance. I don't understand this at all with Last Boy Scout. I feel like that's become regarded as one of the best of like
It's
the 90s films.
just superb. Probably the True Romance and Crimson Tide are the only two films he directed that were considered to be good
Crimson
films.
Tide. Yeah, Crimson Tide for sure.
I mean, Crimson Tide is the most Ridley Scott film Tony Scott ever made.
Yeah,
And
pretty much.
conversely, Black Hawk Down is the
G.I.
most
Well,
Tony Scott
I was going to.
film.
No, I was going to say G.I. Jane is the
Oh,
most
actually,
Tony Scott film that Ridley Scott,
yeah,
to be
I'll give
honest.
you that. I'll give you
Yeah.
that. But True Romance is, I mean, is clearly just one of the, it's still probably the best adaptation of a Tarantino script ever.
Sure.
Like Tony Scott did such a good job. And The Last Boy Scout is just fantastic. Crimson Tide. I
Yeah.
watched 5 minutes of The Fan the other day because it happened to be on TV. I
Yes.
fucking love The Fan.
The Fan's good. I didn't like The Fan when it first came out, and I love The Fan now. I didn't like it when it first came out for whatever reason.
Enemy of the State is a really fun
Really
movie.
good, really enjoyable. Yeah, super
Not a
enjoyable.
fan of Spy Game personally, but I can see why people like it.
It's fine. It's solid.
I
Domino is the
adore Man
worst
on
one. Domino is
Fire, which I know you
Man
don't
on Fire.
like.
No, it's not that I don't like it. It's that I think the original version is better, but I understand why Man on Fire is well liked.
What, you
That's
mean
it. And it's
Commando?
not. No, the original version of Man
I
on
know,
Fire with
I'm
Scott
joking.
Glenn.
Domino is utter shite. I mean, we're going to have to
Yes,
be
it's
honest here and
absolutely
say,
terrible.
I
Terrible.
really enjoyed Taking
Unstoppable.
Appellum 1, 2,
Unstoppable is good.
3.
It's not very good. It just doesn't touch the original. The original Taking Appellum 1,
But
2,
it's
3
still
is
a good film.
incredible. It's
And I
solid.
really enjoyed
Solid. What about
Unstoppable.
Deja? What about Deja Vu? Do we talk about Deja Vu?
No, I tried to avoid that one as well.
It's not very good. Was
Domino
it
and Deja
Deja Vu?
Vu were not great.
Was it Deja? He
Domino and
did. Yeah,
Deja.
terrible. Yeah.
They were not
And but
great back to
but
back.
Unstoppable. Unstoppable was good enough. Unstoppable was good enough.
Unstoppable was fun as a last
Yeah, it's
film
fine.
as a
Yeah, it's
director.
fine. It's fine.
That was not bad. And then sadly you know, took his own life, and to this day no one really knows why, which is just like so tragic because, you know, he was just like, I was so gutted when he died because like he literally, I think I've told this story before, right? Like I remember at one point when I started to understand what a director was and who directors were, looking on my shelf. And on my shelf was Top Gun, Beverly Hills Cop 2, The Last Boy Scout. And I was like, oh my God, I'm a Tony Scott fan. And I was a Tony Scott
Right, yeah.
fan without knowing, and probably Days of Thunder as well. I was a Tony Scott fan without ever knowing I was a Tony Scott fan. But
Sure.
because of that, that was the kind of action movie I gravitated to, that kind of Bruckheimer action movie. Yeah, Simpson Bruckheimer, like excess, stupidity, that kind of
Yeah.
stuff. Which I think brings us perfectly to, I still think, the most entertaining film ever made. Con Air.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Which we both watched at, we were literally in Cineworld at the same time in like different parts of the country, which was so funny.
That is really funny. When you messaged me, I was like, we are too. You were like, that's
Yeah.
in Cornell. And we
And it
saw
like
it on the
it.
super screen. We watched it on the
Oh.
super screen at Leicester Square. It's absolutely giant. We sat in the balcony, like front
Oh
row
my
balcony
God.
of super screen. So it was incredible to see it on that scale, you
It's now Con Air, right? Like
know.
the one thing, what do we always say about Con Air, Ross, as an action film? What do we always
Well,
say?
it's in an inaction film.
It's an inaction film. Because not a huge amount happens in it as a movie.
No, not in
Not
terms of action.
in terms of action. But in terms of like acting at kind of moments, script, silliness, it's just, it's such a fucking entertaining film. Like I could sit and watch, you know, you get those films where you could sit there and watch like just over and over again, and you just, I could actually have gone out the cinema and gone straight back in and watched that again because it's just
Course, yeah,
so,
easily.
and there was clearly someone next to me that had never watched it before and
Whoa.
was laughing his ass off about it, and like I couldn't work out if he was laughing ironically or unironically, but he was laughing so much and I was just like, I was like, it's such like he laughed at the end with the Steve Buscemi bit when it was just like where, you know, when he pops up at the casino, and I was, and he was still laughing when he went out the cinema, and I was like, that guy has never had the joy of seeing this film again before,
Right.
sorry. And I watched it for the, I remember I saw it for the first time in the cinema back when I was at uni, and seeing it again in the cinema for the first time in, when did it come out? Was it
What, 97? What,
2000?
as in,
97. Yeah.
wait.
Yeah, 97. Yeah. So 24 years, 25 years plus 26 years, whatever it is. It was the last time I saw it. And I just, oh, I enjoyed it so much.
Right.
What were your thoughts on Con Air, Ross? Because I'm just going to, otherwise, I'm just going to,
Well, it's the same. It's the
verbally
same. We both, Nikki and I
masturbate on it.
both just had a. We Nikki and I just had a fantastic time watching it. It goes by so bloody. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes as well. It goes by bloody quickly,
Is it
really
really?
quickly. Yeah, but the music is still in for a score is. That's why I wish I'd seen The Rock again on the cinema. We just couldn't make it. But the score is fantastic.
The
The
score is so good.
visuals are popping. Cusack is still hilarious, although as I recall, he was not happy to be in that film, as if I remember my tittle tattle correctly. But he's still terrific in it. Cage is gorgeous in it, like gorgeous, like the shot. The number of shots on Cage are just close-ups pushing into his face as he like enjoys the fresh air or whatever. Like
And
he's
there's that amazing
gorgeous
moment
in it.
where he walks out of the prison van at the beginning before he
Yep,
gets on the plane, and
been
the
used in a
hair goes,
million memes for it.
which is, yeah, literally. Now I know, I remember reading about it. I remember reading that Ving Rhames has never seen the film. Like Ving Rhames is like,
Really?
why would I ever watch it? He was like, I was in it. I took the
Right.
paycheck. I'm done.
Yeah, sure. That makes
Apparently,
sense.
John Malkovich and John Cusack both hated working on the movie and were not shy about sharing that. They both said that the script was constantly changing to the point where they had no idea what the characters were doing or what their motives were, or basically
Right.
anything that any actor should probably know. Dave Chappelle went on record saying he basically improvised all of his lines.
Right, okay, well, that's not surprising either, is it?
Again, who cares?
It doesn't matter. It's just fun.
It's like, who gives a shit? It's, I don't know what my character is. You don't have a
Right, exactly.
character. Your character is just to
No.
point a gun at someone and be
Right,
evil.
exactly.
Get on
Enjoy
with
it. Enjoy
it.
yourself, basically. You know?
I don't know what my character is. Fuck off. Honestly, you're in Con Air. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But
It's
you
called,
know.
by the way, it's called Con Air.
Yeah.
You know?
It's exactly
Yeah.
it. It's called Con Air. What were you fucking expecting?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's just you're right though. It is a beautiful looking movie.
It looks incredible. It still looks incredible. You know?
And you know, like you said about
Oh, I
Beverly Hills
still
Cop might be the best looking
we
movie of
still
the
stand
80s.
well, we do stand by also the fact that the Las Vegas insane chase with a fire truck is completely unnecessary, even though it's very
Oh
good.
no, completely. Well,
Completely unnecessary.
do you know the story about the plane
It's a
crash?
reshoot, isn't it? A reshoot? When didn't they
Well,
say
I
they were
think
going
it
to demolish the
was.
casino or something like that?
So they basically
Yeah.
said they're bringing down the Sands Casino, which I think is
That's
still
right.
to this day the most tragic thing they've ever done in Las Vegas, because the Sands was just full of
Legendary.
history.
Just
Legend, I mean,
legendary. Yeah, definitely.
iconic casino, right? Anyway, so they were pulling it down, and they basically said to the filmmakers, you can do what you want. So we're like, well, let's crash a plane into the front of it then. And that's kind of how they end up with that. I mean, that whole bit with the whole bit with the chase reeks of reshoots. And
Also,
I don't know if the
I think
plane
I,
crash bit was a reshoot, but I definitely
well,
think the going through Vegas
right, the
bit
chase.
was.
I think, and this is completely, what's the word, spurious, but reasonably well educated. I feel like there was like some sort of test screening where they went, they need Cusack and Cage to do something together. Because there's that bit where they jump onto the motorbikes at exactly the same time and look at each other and drive off, and you kind of go, I mean, don't get me wrong, I dig that moment big time. But it's completely, the whole thing is completely unnecessary compared to everything else happening and, everything else that happens. It just feels like we're just going to tack on another 10 minutes of action. It's very entertaining, but it just doesn't feel like the film needs it at all.
And also that bit where Cusack, sorry, Malkovich dies is so stupid. Like, geographically, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, right,
Like,
exactly.
he manages to fly through a walkway, somehow land in a construction site, which, by the way, is still
Right, yeah, I
going at
know.
night,
I know,
lands on a
it's so
conveyor
cool.
belt. It's like, even in the most stupid of stupid things, I'm like, no, that just doesn't work whatsoever.
No, of course not.
But it doesn't matter because,
No,
let's be
it's still great.
honest, it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
It's like,
exactly.
it's such a fun script. Apparently, Mickey Rourke auditioned for the film.
Oh, okay. For what part?
I'm assuming he must have been like the John Malkovich bit.
Malkovich or Poe? It could have been maybe Poe, possibly.
Apparently, Tom
Possibly.
Sizemore read for it, William Defoe read
I
for it,
believe
Mickey
that.
Rourke read
These all
for
makes
it.
Willem Dafoe would have been presumably either Buscemi or Malkovich, I assume.
I think you auditioned for Malkovich.
Yeah, probably.
So yeah, that's interesting. And apparently, I'm just reading this now. Apparently, Nick Cage wanted him to ha wanted his character to have a full beard, apparently. And they're like, no, we can't do that. We
No
can't do that.
thanks. No.
No. It just it is. Apparently, they shot for 8 weeks. Although for 8 weeks for the shooting of Lunar Airfield, they all lived and worked in like this little strip of nothingness. They shot that for 8 weeks. Fucking hell, that's a very long time for that one sequence.
Yep.
But 400 strong cast and crew with just two women, apparently. Fucking
Basically.
hell. This is fascinating. There's an article on Empire. Anyway, we're waffling on. I think Con Air is just such an underappreciated classic. And you're right, looking at it on the big screen, that is one of those movies that you. And actually, do you know what? That you can call a lot of criticisms on the Bruckheimer Simpson
Sure.
movies, right? But one thing you can never ever say about Pete Bruckheimer, Simpson Bruckheimer, and I'm talking like late 80s. All the way
Yes.
through to maybe Armageddon, maybe even just beyond that. Every one of those films looks $1 billion. I mean, look at Top Gun. Top Gun is
Of
a
course.
gorgeous film. For all the criticism, however you want to, whatever, Top Gun is one of the most beautiful films. Like, no one had
Right.
ever shot planes in that way before, right?
No,
Then
of course.
you look
Oh,
at
the way the plane looks in Con Air is incredible when it's in
Oh
flight.
my God,
It
it's
looks
literally a
incredible. Yeah.
character, right? Like, it's one of the sexiest things in there. You look at like Beverly Hills Cop 2, beautiful film. Look at The
Yes.
Rock. The
Yes, it's
Rock is
incredible. Again, one of the best looking,
Gorgeous.
yeah, one of the best looking films. Maybe that tops Corner for the best looking action film of the 90s,
What is
possibly.
the
Although
Armageddon?
Air Force 1 also looks amazing, though, to be fair.
Yeah, look at Armageddon.
Phenomenal.
Armageddon's another beautiful looking film. Even when you look at films like Pirates of the Caribbean, right? Another Bruckheimer production. That's a gorgeous looking film.
It really is, yes. Totally
It
agree.
kind of they get a bit muddy down the road, like they're not as but like Bruckheimer's films always looked like the cinematography in them. I'm always gobsmacked that those films have never picked up like a nomination for an award somewhere, because you kind of think, well, if you're not picking up an award for a film looking that gorgeous, what are you picking? Is it because it's not directed by Spielberg and it isn't about some guy with one leg or something that these films generally got overlooked? I just never understood. But, you're right. Like Beverly Hills Cop 2 especially is just. But maybe it's just something about LA and like Beverly Hills and that kind of area that just. And what I always loved about Beverly Hills Cop 2 was that juxtaposition between Detroit and LA. Like when you see the little Detroit
Oh, yeah,
bits,
of course.
it's so different. And Enemy, by the way, Enemy of the State is another good looking film.
Oh, of course it is. It's incredible. Yeah, it looks great.
Anyway, apparently, Cusack also wanted his guy to wear Birkenstocks, which he does do. And I noticed that
Fantastic.
last night on the big screen for the first time that
Fantastic.
Cusack was wearing Birkenstocks, and I was just like, that is the dumbest fucking thing ever, and I love that. What's your favorite moment in Con
Well, put the bunny back in the box is quite
Air?
a big moment. Also, just quickly, he does have the worst lawyer on the planet. John Deal playing his lawyer at the beginning of the movie. Completely
Yes,
misinforms him. That's terrible.
totally. Like, literally, the worst lawyer in the history of
Truly,
lawyers.
truly awful. There's a big relief, a big sigh of relief when Baby O finally gets his shot, only to then get shot, which was upsetting. The Colm Meaney's reaction when he sees his car flying behind the plane is excellent. That
Oh
might
my God,
be one of that might be one of it. Oh, and actually, the look on John Cusack's face as he decides to take the car is sweet.
yes,
When he looks at
that
it,
is
that's
true.
cool.
And I always love that moment where it's that line, on any other, was it on any other day, that would seem weird, but not today. That seems strange. I think Steve Buscemi gets the best line when they're dancing to Sweet Home Alabama. He goes, the fine irony, a bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song made famous by a band that was killed in a plane crash. I think
Yeah,
that's
but
such.
yeah. A bunch of it. What is it? It says, I define irony, a bunch of idiots, or a bunch of morons,
No, a bunch of idiots. Yeah, a
a
bunch of
bunch
idiots
of idiots
dancing on a
dancing about
plane
on the plane, yeah, to a
by a song
song,
made famous by a band
by
who were
people
killed
who died
in a
in an
plane crash.
airplane. It's very good. Really good.
But it's a good script. Like it's sparky. It's like, and clearly, whilst Cusack, sorry, whilst Malkovich clearly didn't enjoy his time on the film, he looked like he was having a ball. And like
Yes,
Danny
looks like he's having a
Trejo's
great time.
fantastic in
Yeah,
it.
Trejo's fantastic. Johnny 24, whatever it is. Yeah, it's or Johnny 23, whatever it is. Don't remember.
Johnny 23.
Rachel
They needed a trooper,
Tickerton's
I'd
really
be
good
Johnny
as the guy.
600.
Rachel, but here's the other thing. The thing that we did talk about was the fact that we really liked even like the very small supporting characters. You've got Don Davis as that guy driving the car with his wife when Dave Chappelle falls on him. On the car, you've got that great guy under the truck who Nicolas Cage calls old timer. He's fucking fantastic. And someone else who I'd forgotten is great is the head guard on the plane. He's really
Yes,
funny
Falzone,
and he's really tough.
Falzone or
Yeah,
whatever his name is.
and he's really tough. And he's really, I thought how good he, like he's really good in it. Like you like even though he's a dick, you quite like him, sort of thing. It's very,
Yeah.
the
And
casting is great in
Colm
this.
Meaney was
Yeah,
like
he's
Colm
fantastic,
Meaney
yes.
was fantastic. He's such
He's having
a
a good
such
time.
a he's having such a good time. Like you can tell that he's like, I'm getting paid a ridiculous amount of money to act like a twat, and I love it.
Well, particularly after basically playing such a good-hearted Chief O'Brien type forever, and I'm guessing this was his chance to be like, I can be a total cock end.
Yeah, so when did Next Generation end? And I think it must have
I
been
don't quite
around that
remember.
time, right? Like,
Probably similar. Yeah, probably similar.
so it probably would have been around not so he would have maybe been on he would have been on Deep Space Nine at that point, I think. Yeah, Deep Space
Entirely
Nine
possible, yeah.
started in 93. So he was clearly like in, yeah, so it finished in 99. So he was clearly in Deep Space Nine when that was going on. So you're right. He probably was like, I now get to play the utter douchebag of a bloke, which is like not something you don't really get to play when you're like playing Mr. Nice Guy all the time. It's like, oh, I get, but even then he was a pretty nice douchebag. Like at the end, he was
Well,
like, you know, there's that great scene
He's
at the
never,
end where
well,
there's
he's gr
like,
gruff. He was gruff but affable, if I can put it that way.
yeah, and when he's trying to shoot the plane down, and when
Right,
they put the helicopter in front of the other helicopter, he's just, yeah, Colm Meaney's brilliant in that. And it's like, and again, you know, again, not going on about the Simpson-Bruckheimer thing, but they had this amazing ability to cast people that you would never cast in. Like they were Marvel before Marvel was Marvel, right? Like
Sure, yes.
they would go, oh, look, let's take Nick Cage, this serious, like, method actor. And let's put him in a fucking action film with Sean Connery, who's probably playing James Bond, but we're not allowed to say that.
For sure, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Like 100%, I've always thought that Sean Connery was an was like his character was James Bond
Yeah, well,
in
they
that
said John
film.
Mason, but well, his name is John Mason, so yes, he's dead. You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
yeah.
Like,
Right. Well, look, I think that wraps about wraps it up. I think we've waxed lyrical about Con Air and Beverly Hills Cop and Simpson and Bruckheimer. God, I miss Don Simpson.
That delivery tie concept.
No, I need to,
It's amazing.
fuck
It's
me. I
amazing. It's
yes.
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just I'm
Yeah.
going.
You
While I'm
must
finding
read that.
while I'm finding that Ross, why don't you tell people where they can find out a little bit more about you?
Absolutely. So it's at Ross Boyask and all the social media things at Evo Films UK to follow Evolutionary Films. We're still currently filming the Curfew TV show for Paramount Plus, which is very cool. And then also follow at Vengeance Film UK to follow the exploits of the action film franchise that I write and direct and stuff.
And when will the TV show be coming out on Paramount Plus?
I believe it's November. That seems to be the
Ooh,
TX is around November. So
very good. So
keep your
finally
eyes
there'll be
open on the
something.
schedules, folks.
Finally there'll be something worth watching on Paramount Plus.
Well,
Actually,
yeah,
that's not
that's fine.
strictly true. Paramount Plus has some good stuff. It has Star Trek Discovery. We never even talked about The Apprentice.
Oh my God.
Damn it! Oh God! Oh no! I don't
Congratulations
want.
to Rachel.
I don't want to open that can of worms. Myself and Ross are huge Apprentice fans in the UK. And if you don't watch The Apprentice, then you're mad. We regularly text along when we're watching it. I've written a column on my LinkedIn page for the past 12 long weeks about it, and I've had some great interaction from the cast of the episode, including the winner, which is wonderful.
Amazing.
I even had a like on the interview post from Mike and Claudine, and I was like, I was the happiest person on the planet. I was like,
That is so cool. That's so
yeah.
good.
Or I should say Mike and Claudine's PR people.
Still fantastic.
I'll take it, right? Like, you know, I'm
Yeah,
fine.
totally.
But we've decided that next year, if we're both still alive and running and the world hasn't gone to shit, which, let's be honest, at the moment is a distinct possibility. You know,
Yeah.
you get the feeling the world is teetering on a on the brink of destruction. But hey, you know, if that isn't the case, if that isn't the case, next year we're going to do a special Apprentice podcast. Because I
We should
think
definitely do that. I'd be
the
up for
fact
that.
we haven't
Absolutely.
done it is insane, right? Like, I don't know why we've never thought about it. I don't know why I've never thought about it, you know. So next year we promise that we will do that. So look, that's coming up next year, long time away. In the meantime, we'll be back in a couple of weeks or a week or at some point with another episode. Hopefully I'll get to see some more films. And until then, go and watch Con Air, go and watch Beverly Hills Cop. And in fact, go and watch all of Tony Scott's awesome movies because they all
Definitely.
deserve to be rewatched, especially True Romance, which is still the best Tarantino movie that isn't Jackie Brown, but maybe
Yeah.
still the best Tarantino movie regardless.
It's entirely possible. I think there's an argument for it for sure.
I think there is. It's definitely the most entertaining Tarantino movie.
Oh yeah.
So there you go. Thanks for listening. Check out rossandphiltalkmovies.co.uk for more on the podcast, and we'll be back soon. Cheers. Bye.
Bye, we love you.